This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We're coming to the conclusion. This is our final matters. When does Adhkar al-Sabah begin and when does it end? This is very important. A huge discussion. There's about five opinions for ulama. They all differ from one to another. And we're going to summarize it and give you the one and most authentic opinion bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. As-Sabah, when it is said as-Sabah, it refers to the time between Fajr and sunrise. This is the time. Ibn Ummi Maktoum, which was one of the muadhins of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will not make adhan for the Fajr until, because he was blind, until those around him would say to him, Asbahta, Asbahta. Asbahta, meaning now you have entered the morning. Allahu Akbar, he makes adhan. Adhan al-Fajr. Then Adhkar al-Sabah begin from the time Adhan al-Fajr takes place. So that means a person can begin to recite Adhkar al-Sabah immediately after the Adhan. Not after Salat. He can start after the Adhan. But what is better is to delay them until after Salat al-Fajr. Because this time of between Adhan and Iqamah is a time reserved for Dua. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, that the dua between the adhan wal iqama is not rejected. And the best dua to make during this time is to ask Allah for protection. Salullah al-afiyah, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. For that's a sunnah. You uphold this and you make that kind of worship, which is a dua. And you leave adhkar al-sabah to after salat al-fajr. That's al-sabah, right? Okay. Al-masa is the time between asr wal maghrib. This is al-masa. And this is the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wa ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. And ibn al-Qayyim, he mentioned this in his book Al-Wabil al-Sayyib. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru allaha dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu. Here, your attention is supposed to be here, not there. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Al-bukrah is awwal al-nahar, the beginning of the day, which is after Salat al-Fajr. Wal-asil, as al-Jawhari rahimahullah said, is the time between Asr and Maghrib. Then you understand the time now. After Salat al-Fajr to sunrise. Al-masa' after al-Asr to al-Maghrib. Now, the one who says them at the beginning of its time earns greater reward and more protection than the one who delays them until the end of their time. Yeah, if you delayed them until just before sunrise, bi-ithnillah, few reward and immense reward and so on. But not as best as the one who set them at the beginning of their time. That's called the preferred time. The preferred time for Adhkar al-Sabah, after Salat al-Fajr, until sunrise. Then there is something known as an extended time. If you miss them in this time, you have an extended time until Az-Zawal, or before that, by 15 minutes. Yani before Adhan al-Dhuhr, by 15 minutes. That's called an extended time. If you miss them here, do them here. And do them. And don't miss them. And this is a matter we'll speak about, yani qada'u al-adhkar. If you miss the adhkar, you say them. Because if you... Oh, wallah, I did not say them in the preferred time. Khalas, wait till tomorrow. This is how you become lazy. That's how you're going to miss it tomorrow and the day after until it's all gone. And there's nothing left. Now, hadha very important. Among all the opinions, right? I told you there's many opinions. But why is this the most correct opinion? That Adhkar al-Sabah starts from al-Fajr, Adhan al-Fajr, until sunrise, and Asr until Maghrib. Why is this the most correct opinion? Wallahu a'lam. But there's a beautiful wisdom for this. And that is, that this time, after the Fajr, till sunrise, and after Asr, until Maghrib, do you know of something that is prohibited during these times? As-Salat is prohibited. So when As-Salat is prohibited, Adhkar came in its place. يعني ما في disconnection from Allah Azza wa Jal whatsoever. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he says the best of the adhkar is the adhkar of the morning and in the afternoon. Wallahu a'lam, this is the more correct opinion, because it beautifully fits into this wisdom. You have stopped praying, there is no salat after Fajr until sunrise, yalla, work bil adhkar. There's no this break and no this disconnection from Allah. La mafi. Adhkar comes in place. And that's the main pillar of a salat anyway. While salat, all of it is filled with adhkar. But this one is a different type of dhikr. Sit down and engage in dhikr. After Asr and Maghrib, no salat. Sit down. But now it's replaced with al-adhkar. It's a beautiful wisdom. And that's how it fits into it. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.